Welcome to There Is Hope. Any advice or counsel given is provided for informational purposes only. Your host for There Is Hope, Richard Dover.
Well, welcome to There Is Hope Radio. We're going to continue our conversation with Joshua Dover, my son, and we were talking about tour duty in Iraq, how his experiences in the Marines and in Iraq has helped him in his rehabilitation process of his motorcycle crash. So, Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Share with you two things, two sayings in the Marine Corps that I've held on tightly to during this recovery. One is pain is weakness leaving the body. That is something I have tried to tell myself a million times.
Say that again.
And a pain is weakness leaving the body. So that's something that we, a lot of times, gets joked about and stuff, but it is something that I have tried to tell myself that, you know, and even, you know, when I've been in level 10 pain, when I'm trying to breathe through it, in my head, I'm trying to tell myself every breath you're breathing out is the pain going away, and every breath you're breathing in is healing. And it has gotten me through level 10 pain. And it's not easy, but, you know, it's been a lot of work and a lot of God involved. But that is something I've held on to from the Marine Corps. And then the second thing, and even more, I think, pressing for me is the term adapt and overcome. And basically meaning no matter what, you're going to figure something out and you're going to overcome, either whether it's a mission or a problem or whatever it is in life, adapt and overcome. And I think that's been a big thing for me is, you know, no matter what this accident's thrown at me, I'm going to do whatever I have to do. It doesn't have to look pretty, but I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get through it. And so those have been the kind of things that I've taken from the Marine Corps.
You look at the negative experiences you've had in Iraq and, you know, and then there's the PTSD that's come from. We can look at all that stuff, or we can look at the positive side of how you have been equipped to be able to work through this whole recovery process, rehabilitation process. And we'll be doing interviews specifically on that of how you've applied some of those principles. We're going to be talking about, just to let people know so we can kind of let you know what kind of where we're headed is, we're going to be talking about techniques of how to deal with some of the worst pain you can possibly imagine. We're going to talk about the power of prayer, because Joshua has some amazing stories of how prayer has carried him through. We're going to talk about the fact that when you're going through whatever you're going through, that if you have some kind of hope that something good is going to happen on the other side, it can carry you through a lot of dark places. People take their lives. The reason people become suicidal, the reason people throw up their hands and give up is because there's not hope. And we're doing all this because we want to give some people hope. We're doing all this because we want to let people know that you can fight through whatever you're going through. Because of an experience that Josh had at a hospital, where some things he was going through that were, for him, very scary, and for the staff at the hospital was very scary. And once they went through that stuff and Joshua shared with the staff, there was an individual that says, you need to do some podcasts about this. And so that's how this is all coming about, that we're even doing podcasts, is because of an experience that happened at the hospital. And we haven't even talked about that, and we'll get to that at some point in time. But I just want to say to you that there is hope. I want to let you know that through Jesus Christ that we can have hope, that God is on your side. If you need help, you need an encouragement, I want to make myself available, that you can call anytime 24/7. If you need prayer, you need counsel, you can call 1-866-WANT-GOD. That's 1-866-WANT-GOD. That is 1-866-WANT-GOD. And I will answer the phone 24/7 to pray with you or talk with you, whatever that you need. Joshua, thank you for sharing. Thank you for being vulnerable. I know some of this stuff, now that we talked about it, you have a responsibility, because it may trigger some things from the past. You have a responsibility to work through them and not bury them. So when we hang up the phone, if you turn around and start having the past jump at you, you got to promise your dad that you're going to deal with it, not try to bury it.
Well, and the nice thing is I'm still working with the VA with counseling, so it's something that I can get help with if need be.
There you go. Because I don't want it to be that as I, you and I are trying to help others, that you go down a dark pit for yourself. So you better follow through and work through what you need to work through. But,
Thank you for having me, though.
Yeah, thank you, and talk again.
All right.